This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
I would like to be the first one on the show. Well, I guess I'm the only other one on the show to wish you a happy birthday.
Who else would do it? Thank you.
I have a lot to say about you, but you are the greatest husband. You're the greatest father. You are the greatest best friend that I've ever had. And my life is infinitely better with you in it. And I love you so much, and I hope you know that.
You know what I think we should do on half birthdays? Because you have to say that stuff on my birthday. You know, you have to say, you're the best, you're the greatest, whatever. But I'm not. Like, I have faults.
Everyone has faults, but yeah. You're my person. You're my lobster.
I think on the half birthday, you should get to do 180 degrees of that. We all should. Like, you should be able to look at me and go, you know what? You don't do a good job of putting your clothes away after you do laundry or whatever. And you just rattle off all that. Cause you do it at your half birthday. Now I have 6 months to rise up. We all would have 6 months to rise up and match what you're going to say about us on our birthday. Right?
That's the worst idea ever. That is so not, I don't really think it's productive, and it goes against everything you believe in, because you're like the captain of the if something bothers you, say it thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel like that's not going according to your plan.
But everybody's all the great things on their birthday. But thank you for
saying that. No, I love you so much. I think we've had this has been the craziest 12 months definitely of my life, and I'm assuming of yours, and there's no one on the planet I would rather parent a child with.
Okay. Yes, it's been a crazy 12 months because of
Ellie. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was gonna dispute that.
Well, and our business has grown like crazy, and yeah.
We have some exciting business news that we're gonna share this episode. If you're an advisory horde member, you already got the news. Maybe you saw it. I did post it late last night to Facebook, so you might have seen it on Facebook. But we'll make that announcement in a minute. And it turned out to be a really good birthday present for me. Right? So thank you.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. This episode is brought to you by Dinner Affair.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful that people have to say nice things about you on your birthday, because even if I make fun of it, I still really like it.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for you, Jeff Dollar. Why do you think that I'm like totally full of it? Don't I compliment you all the time?
You do, but I think I'm not, I don't want to make a big deal out of it. I want to graciously accept your compliments, because I do believe them, but I think it's just that birthdays is when you have to say that, and also anniversaries. Like, on 11 years ago, my world changed. And everybody kind of says the same thing. And I just think there should be, I was just pointing out that there should be a holiday where
you say bad things,
you get frock criticism instead of compliments.
You're just a bundle of joy today. Welcome to The Upside.
I think it was maybe 2 months ago, 3 months ago. I don't know. I feel like my whole sense of time because of the past 2 years is just warped.
Yeah.
Stuff that I think happened a week ago happened like 4 months ago. Stuff that happened 4 months that I think happened 4 months ago happened like at breakfast. So at some point in recent history, do you remember the story that I shared? Because I watched it play out in our Upside Facebook community. A woman who was driving with her mom. I believe she was coming from like the Charleston area, maybe.
Okay.
And they were driving back toward Atlanta. And there was a guy in a Jeep and they're all Jeep owners. So they kept like passing each other, and her mom was pretty sick. And this woman was so grateful for this Jeep owner just kind of hanging with them and keeping them company on the highway that it took her mind off and her mom's mind off the illness for the length of the trip. Do you remember that story?
Yeah, it was like a fun memory that they're going to have forever because they got, you know, some bonding time where the illness kind of just wasn't present.
Yeah, and what ended up happening in our Facebook community is they found the guy, which was really cool because the woman was like, I have no idea who this dude is, but I want to say thank you to him for bringing us this moment of light. And then the whole thing plays out. They find each other. And now the woman, the Jeep driver,
yeah,
and the guy's wife are like all great friends.
Oh, I love that.
Cool. Okay. Mm-hmm. This story gets better. I think we will, in the next week, have the Jeep owner, not the guy, the girl, the person who was looking for the guy, on this show to talk about the decision she just made.
Oh.
She has sold all of her belongings, and she has decided to spend the next 12 months or so traveling the United States because there is something out there calling to her. She just doesn't know what it is, but she will know it when she finds it.
That's awesome.
So she's just packing up everything, sold everything, packing up what she has, putting other stuff with family, friends, storage, whatever. And she's just going. And she doesn't know what it is, but she feels like she's on this mission of kindness, this mission of gratitude, this mission of something good. And whatever she is supposed to, whatever the destination, not like the physical destination, but whatever the purpose of the trip is, will eventually reveal itself. She just knows that she has to go on this trip.
So does she know where her first destination is?
Well, she's already started. So I think she's, I don't know. We'll have to have her on. For some reason, I'm assuming that she's staying with friends and family right now in the Atlanta area.
Mm-hmm.
Because she actually met the Jeep owner and his wife. This is how I found out about the whole story. It popped up on my Facebook feed that she met the Jeep owner and his wife at a concert up in Rome, Georgia over the weekend. And then when I clicked on it, there was the whole story about her, like Rome, Georgia being one of her first stops on this year-long adventure. So I want to have
That's not the first time that's happened on the show. And it's so neat. Do you remember my friend whose husband died? And there was a police officer that was so kind to her in like the literal worst, darkest moment of her life. Do you remember this story?
I do remember that. And there's a cool, happy ending to that too, right?
So she told me, and I was able to find the responding officer that, because she was like, I barely know what he looks like, but I know he responded like my husband had just died like right in front of me. And it was traumatic for her. And she wanted to thank him. So we wound up through the show tracking him down. He and his wife bought her house when she moved. Because she moved to the beach. She's like, you know what? I need a fresh start. I'm done. Life is too short. I'm moving to the beach. And the responding officer and his family bought her house.
Can I tell you one more?
And they're good friends. They go to her beach house and like visit her and stuff like that. So cool.
Can I tell you one more crazy small world story that played out in our Upside community?
Yeah.
A person who went to one of the Atlanta Braves playoff games, I think took a picture on her phone of the field of the game going on, but in the foreground was a father and son, it appeared to be a man and an older man, a young man, watching the game. And like the dad had his arm around the kid's shoulder and like he was pointing to home plate. Like it looked like he was maybe explaining the game or explaining something. Mm-hmm. And it felt like a very bonding type thing.
Yeah.
Well, the woman who took the picture, she said, I'm a painter and I would like to paint that picture and give it to the father and son. And she posted it in a bunch of Facebook groups and it made its way into the Upside Facebook group. The first comment, not even an hour after it was posted, was from a woman whose kid plays Little League with the kid in the picture.
Oh my gosh.
They found each other and I think they're getting their painting.
That's amazing.
That right there to me, not to get all cheesy or whatever, but you know what? I can't because it's my birthday. Not to get all like cheesy or sentimental or like whatever, but
that fills you up so hard.
It does. And it also brings, I don't want to say value, but it confirms the value. It confirms the purpose or the mission of this Upside community because of the number of connections that are like, that's what, you know, at the core of it, this community is all about connection.
Like yeah.
We've done it before, like on, you know, where I'll, somebody will, like I've done it on our Instagram where somebody's like in need of something. And I'm like, hey, this person only needs $200. Can you get 10 people to donate $20?
Yeah.
10 minutes later, done. That's community. That's connection.
You know the missed connection?
The missed one?
Mm-hmm.
No, what?
There's one in the past 2 months that was a total missed connection. And I'm really sad about it. It was the stuffed animal that I found in the middle of the road. I rescued a stuffed animal roadkill.
That might not be a missed connection. Do you know why?
Why?
Because somebody shared that they, inspired by you, did the same thing, but they actually saw the animal come out the window of a car.
Oh, okay. So here's the little short backstory on that is I saw a stuffed animal in the middle of the road and I pulled over and I walked and I, you know, was safe about it, but I rescued the stuffed animal because I was just thinking like that's someone's lovey. Like somebody is looking for that and it's well loved. So I put it on this like column that was near the street, like for this subdivision. And I just for weeks I just watched it sit there. And then it eventually left. I don't know if it like fell down and washed away in the rain. I don't know.
Could have just
if,
been
like,
a neighbor sick the homeowner of looking
was like,
at it.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sick of looking at that. But that was a misconnection I'm bummed about. But I am happy that it inspired someone else to go save a stuffed animal.
Because your animal could have actually fallen off a box making its way to a church donation
thing. That is true.
Thing.
That is true.
So it wouldn't have an emotional connection to somebody. Like it was on its way to Goodwill, right? But because you talked about it, another animal was saved.
Oh, okay. There you go. Way to find the upside, Jeff Dollar.
Boom. Well, I figure I owe it. After being so
salty about
we need to have a criticism day.
All right. Exciting news. And I mean, like, shout from the rooftops, exciting news. We have a new podcast on our 1022, in our 1022 family. I want to call it a family because it really is. And this is something that Jeff has been working hardcore on for months. But I think we were just a little too, we didn't want to announce it and then somehow jinx it or something.
Like
or
we had a handshake, a handshake agreement like a couple months ago. And then we started working on development and production, right? And that was going really well, while the contract, you know, was being negotiated in the specific terms. We were already working on it. So I think in my head, I was like, once the contract signed, we'll announce it. Well, then the contract got signed. And I'm like, okay, well, once the money stuff is all settled up, then we'll announce it. Then like a week later, the money stuff got all settled up. And I'm like, you know what? And once it's on the air, then we'll announce it. Because I was so freaked out about something going wrong. Like, I just can't believe that first.
We were this way with Moms on Call too. We were like, oh my gosh, but what if we like say it? It's like the imposter syndrome or something. Like, well, what if we say it? But then what if it doesn't happen? And we're like, why would it not happen? Because we've been working. So that was dumb. Anyways.
I don't have a drum roll, but I do have a harp.
So you're going to play a harp just for the sake of playing a harp?
Yeah, I'll play the harp and then you announce it.
Okay.
Pretend it's a drum roll though. Ready?
Okay.
Our new podcast, welcome to the 1022 family. You're probably familiar with this podcast already because it's because of you that they are here. Welcome to the family.
Amy Purdy's Bouncing Forward Podcast.
Season 2, 1022 Projects, the official producer of the next couple of seasons of Bouncing Forward with Amy Purdy, and we're so excited.
Okay, so a couple things. Number one, speaking of connections, we would not have her in the 1022 family if it weren't for you, because you guys were the ones that were like, oh my gosh, you guys have to host her show last season, which we did. And she graciously let us host her show for an episode, and it was awesome. And then she and Jeff became friends and was like, you know, like, we would love to have you be a part of this family. Amy is unreal. She is this superhuman. I hate to call her inspiring because that's the theme of her season, so it seems a little too easy to call her inspiring, but she has been through so much in her life. She is a Paralympic athlete. She was on Dancing with the Stars, and on the other list of cool things to add to all of this, her first guest this season, Derek Hough.
Yeah, the episode that is published right now is her talking to her Dancing with the Stars partner. They were runners up. They didn't win, but they came in second place, right? For in their season. She has heard, I'm not a Dancing with the Stars fan, so I didn't know this, but at the time, she was like one of only two people in the history of the entire show to never get a score, I think, below an 8 from the judges.
She's amazing.
Yeah. And she is so dedicated to quality and to serving her audience. It's such a joy to work with her. And our brand, if you will, our mission is going to be to find podcasts that exist to put more good in the world than they take from the world, you know? And she does that times a million.
She is a motivational speaker, which she does all the time. Her outlook on life is really amazing, and she has been through so much in her life. She lost both of her legs at 19. And even, you know, last year, she's still been battling all of these different health things, and her attitude is one of the most remarkable things I have ever seen in my life.
And she's a terrific interviewer and a great storyteller. And you can find her podcast wherever you listen to your podcast, wherever you're listening to this podcast. It's called Bouncing Forward with Amy Purdy. And when I sent this out to the advisory board, I did a text blast to everybody and said, we want you to know about this first. Will you check out the podcast? Let us know what you think. Everybody said, what's the number one way that we can support? And the answer to that is subscribe to the podcast.
Subscribe to the podcast and give it a listen and give Amy some love. And you are absolutely going to love it. Zero doubt in my mind.
Callie makes fun of me all the time because I have the worst poker face on the planet. So if...
He can't lie. Like, Jeff will, like, try to tell a lie about something. Like, not silly. Like, stupid. I'm like, hey, do you like this top? And he's like, yeah. He's like the Jim Carrey on Liar Liar, where he literally can't tell a lie without, like.
But I can lie about big stuff, like important stuff. Like, I don't. I don't give up, like, what I'm getting you for Christmas and stuff. No. Like, I can keep a secret.
You can keep a secret, but you're not a liar.
If you called me on it, I get a little panicky, mm-hmm. right? So so if I got like a big surprise planned for the weekend, I'm totally cool with it until Callie says something like, are we going to wherever this weekend? And then I'm like, what? Huh? Why would you say that? That's crazy. No. And she's like, okay, I'll go pack. You know, it's terrible. Well, here, I got news for you, Callie. I am not the only one in this house who lacks a poker face. There's a difference between you and I. You can hide your poker face quickly. I cannot. So I have now realized, I have learned that if I maintain eye contact with you all the time, I can see your poker face. And it revealed itself.
You missed this about me, by the way? Because you're not usually looking at me when you're talking to me or something.
I never.
Because I have the worst poker face ever. And Robin says that all the time.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Because the other day I ordered one of Ellie's birthday presents arrived a couple days late. And I was so excited that Ellie was napping and I wanted to take it upstairs and set it up for her so she would see it when she came down. It's like this little thing to climb on, like these foam things. And I purchased, the one that I purchased was, I don't know, I think the best way to describe it is Fisher Price colors. Like, you know how Fisher Price things are like red, yellow, and blue?
No, I'll tell you exactly what it was. You know the little red wagons, the Rider wagons?
Yeah.
That's the company. So it was literally Rider wagon red.
Okay. But the other, I mean, the blues were very blue and the whatever.
Yeah, they're Premier colors.
Yeah. And we make fun of Callie because she doesn't like color. Her favorite color is grayish. She just would prefer everything to be very neutral. I like
soft and neutral. It makes me feel calm.
So when I pulled these things out of the box, I happened to be looking at Callie's face. And I saw, once I took the plastic off the top, I saw this look of pain. It was almost like, I would imagine it's like the pain that would come when, you know, you realize you're going to have to get your appendix out. Like there was a wince, you know?
Well, and it's...
But it was gone. It was there. It was like, it was gone because you saw how excited I was.
I did. And then I went into hide it mode. And then I was like, oh my gosh, that is so sweet. You were the sweetest dad. And it was actually that what you got her is something that I've seen that I'm like, oh, I should get her that. And I was like, well, I don't know. Like, it's like we're kind of running.
You don't. You can't dig yourself out of this hole.
I can't dig myself out of the hole because it was like red. Okay, fine, whatever. But it's also really big and takes up a lot of space. And the box was like waist height on me. So it's this like big red thing. And I'm like, where are we going to put this?
We almost got in a full on argument because Callie's like, no, it's fine. And I'm like, I saw your face. I can return this one. Here are the other color options. And she felt so bad because I was so excited when it came in that I was almost fighting with her to get her to go online and pick a different color, which eventually I was like, I'm not going to enjoy this product because I know the pain that it brought you for that one brief second. She's like, okay. So we got online and it comes in like 10 different colors and we found one that was more.
A little more
subtle, a little more muted. That one in a rock.
But it's still colorful.
Yeah.
It's green.
And because it's Amazon, it arrived like 8 seconds later.
Like Jeff like was like, oh, we should get a different color. And then bam, Amazon knocked on the door. Yeah. Totally
like,
creepy.
Like Chinese food delivery. Bam. There it is. Hi, I would like to get some fried rice. Bam. There it is. It's right there. Like he's hiding in your bushes with the fried rice. But anyways. So, yeah. My whole point with that is, you also know poker face.
Jeff and I are saving for a house. So we sat down recently and looked at our finances. And when we started to talk about paying off our credit cards, it was really confusing and frustrating because we have multiple credit cards. They all have different interest rates, and it's just a lot. And if you feel like that when you're looking at your credit cards, I've got a solution that maybe you haven't thought of. Consolidate your high interest credit card balances to a lower rate and save with Lightstream. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans with rates starting at 4.98% APR with auto pay and excellent credit, which is much lower than the national average interest on credit cards of over 19% APR. Plus, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. Just for Upside listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/upside. That's lightstream.com/upside. Subject to credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/upside for more information.
Who does not have great memories of sitting at the breakfast table eating a delicious bowl of very unhealthy cereal? As we grow up and get wiser, we realize that maybe cereal every morning isn't the best way to start your day. But those people who are thinking that haven't heard about Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. It's only 140 calories per serving. Gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and keto-friendly. Here's the best part. It's delicious. It's going to remind you of that delicious cereal that you had growing up. You can build a custom bundle with cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, and maple waffle cereal all bundled together, and you get it delivered right to your doorstep. If you go to magicspoon.com/upside and grab a custom bundle of cereal, try it today and be sure to use code UPSIDE at checkout. Save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product that they back it with a 100% happiness guarantee. If you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/upside and use the code UPSIDE to save $5 off. Save me a bowl of cookies and cream. That's my favorite. And thank you to Magic Spoon for sponsoring this episode.
We're nearing the end of 2021. Do not let your FSA or HSA dollars go to waste. Put them to good use on Warby Parker prescription glasses, prescription sunglasses, contact lenses, and eye exams. Warby Parker is committed to providing exceptional vision care online and in stores, offering eyeglasses, sunglasses, eye exams, and contact lenses. Warby Parker was founded with a rebellious spirit and a lofty goal: to create boutique quality eyewear at a revolutionary price point. Offering eyeglasses, sunglasses, contact lenses, and eye exams, Warby Parker is committed to providing exceptional vision care online and in stores. I first became a Warby Parker customer about 5 years ago, long before we even had a podcast, and I was blown away by how reasonably priced their glasses were and how easy they made the process of getting glasses. Now you can get your contacts and glasses in one place affordably. Warby Parker carries a wide variety of contact lens brands like Acuvue and Biofinity, but they also offer their very own daily contact lens, which is called Scout by Warby Parker. Scout is a comfortable, breathable, and affordable daily contact lens. A 90-day pack is only $55. Save 15% on your first order of contacts. Savings are automatically applied at checkout. Visit warbyparker.com/upside to save 15% on your first order of contact lenses. Today's three random things brought to you by Brown and Company Jewelers. Lance Bass and Britney Spears, they are related. That was like a
I was about to say, oh, really? And then halfway through it, I'm like, why do you say that all the time during three random things? It's the whole point of this is for it to be stuff to make to be you go, totally oh, really? Random. So I stopped, but I was already into the R, so.
So Ancestry, I don't know if you've like watched any of the Ancestry stuff that they do. It's actually really cool. Whoever does their marketing is like a genius because they get these celebrities and they go through their like, you know, family tree and try to make, even if it's a random connection, because then you have the headline, oh, they're related.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is all over the headlines now, of course. So good on Ancestry. So apparently Lance and Britney are sixth cousins once removed.
All right. Here's my challenge for Ancestry. And I legitimately would like to put this in front of them as an advertising opportunity on The Upside with Callie and Jeff. So Karen, who sells for us, if you're listening, grab a pen. I've got a brilliant idea for you. I want Ancestry to take Ellie's lineage, our daughter, right? Because we don't come from anybody fancy, you or I, right? You don't have royalty in your family. You don't have a president in your
blood.
What? Mm-hmm. Who?
Somehow I am related to royalty in Liechtenstein.
Dang, that doesn't even really count.
They have a castle. Yeah, it counts.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I do. If they have a castle, it counts as being related to royalty. I mean, it's not Kate Middleton or anything, but.
Who said that?
It's an old family thing. I don't know. My grandfather.
What side of the family? Your dad's side of the family or your mom's side of the family?
My mom's side of the family.
Yeah. See, that's just your mom getting confused on the story.
No, it's not my mom. Remember how my grandfather was he as into family trees by the time you met him? He spent decades working on our family tree, and he had one of those old Apple computers with the, when you print it out, it's got like the holes on the sides.
The dot matrix printers. That were
yes. And he had those printed out like on a bulletin board. Like he wound up taping them on the wall and on the air conditioning unit and like this whole thing.
Like a beautiful mind.
Pretty much. But he was so into it. And yeah, he traced our lineage back to Liechtenstein.
Well, here's my idea. I would like, then we'll take you out of it. Because as far as I know, I have no royalty. I have no royal blood. I have no presidential lineage. I have no, I'm just common folk from common folk USA. And before that, common folk Europe
England.
Town.
Yeah.
So I think what Ancestry should do is they should take ordinary people like me, not Liechtenstein snobs, me, and they should run mine until they track down somebody of importance.
I totally agree. I think that would be awesome. If that were a show in itself, I would watch it.
Because, and you could actually do the whole concept. Like here, we could almost do it as like a pilot program. So
if you can hear that on the show, Sadie's scratching her head again. She's still wearing the cone.
Oh, I don't know if that came through, but that was so loud.
Oh my gosh.
Here in the studio.
So loud.
Okay. So anyways, we start with me. Then we could just randomly pick somebody out of our, you know, community, right? And just go do this person. And it could, oh, what if it's this? What if the concept is you just take two people who, as far as they know, don't have any, and I've already named the show. Oh my God.
Why don't you just pick up the phone?
Ancestry, call me.
I have a plan.
Can I tell you the name of the show so I don't forget it?
Yeah.
The Race to Royalty. And the concept is you just take two schmucks, you do their ancestry, and you see which one, because everybody at some point.
Everybody's related to
everybody's, it. Yeah. Everybody goes back to a king somewhere, somehow, something. Right. So you just start working backwards. And the gimmick is it's a race to royalty. Who's got the closest royal blood?
OK, so I think maybe like working title.
Now we're going to be all aloof because we're the princess of Liechtenstein.
But I think that maybe you should do what you do best and get on LinkedIn and email the CEO of Ancestry and ask them if they want to start a podcast. They probably have a podcast, but. They could be in the 1022 family.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Why are you looking so confused? You're like, who would make podcast? I'm like, Jeff.
Well, that's a, yeah.
Hello.
Okay. No. I thought you were going to say get them to come on this podcast. So that's how I'll start it. So I'll call whatever his name is, Johnny Ancestry, and get him on this show.
It's Jeff's favorite thing to do is to track down executives on LinkedIn and force them to check their emails on his behalf. But it works. Like a charm. Okay.
All right.
That was total side note. My second random thing is the most expensive book ever purchased was bought by Bill Gates. Would you like to guess the price of that expensive book?
It must. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be something like one of the first books ever written of all time or something like that. Probably some geeky, awesome science journal. So I would go $10 million. No. That's probably low for Bill Gates. Is that low? Am I low?
I can't tell you. I just asked you to guess.
I'm going to go way higher. I'm going to go like $120 million. Well,
that was the big discrepancy. $30.8 million.
Nah, I didn't win the showcase showdown.
No, you did not. You should have stayed low. It was Leonardo da Vinci, a book that he wrote in 1510. And yeah. It doesn't even say that it's the original or anything like that. It just says Bill Gates bought it, $30.8 million.
Loved him in Titanic.
Who?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
And my third random thing is there is a list of the laziest states in the United States now.
How many of them are in the South?
Like all of them.
Come on.
Yeah.
Let's start with Georgia. Where's Georgia?
Okay, hold on. Here. So this is based on adults 20 or older who report no leisure time physical activity. So it's basically like people that don't move.
Right. So when the so when you have downtime, you're just parked on the couch, uh-huh, playing video games, watching Netflix, scrolling your phone.
Okay. Yes.
Where's Georgia?
Not on the list.
Oh, okay. Good. I feel good now. Well, let's talk about the other southern states that are.
Okay.
Alabama.
Alabama's number three.
Florida.
Not on there.
Really? Okay. Arkansas.
Arkansas is number one.
Real Arkansas. Look at you.
Look at you being all lazy.
Mississippi.
Number two.
Virginia. Is Virginia southern? Kind of.
Virginia's not on there.
Okay. I don't know why I went with it. I think I was thinking West Virginia.
That's on there. Number okay. five.
Who else?
Alabama, number three. Number four, Kentucky. Number six, Louisiana. Number seven, Oklahoma. Number eight, Delaware, which I kind of find random. Number nine, Tennessee. Number 10, Indiana. And the least lazy state, Jeff Dollar?
Oh, California. Those people are always rollerblading.
Nope, Colorado. And those are my three random things.
Would you, if you were back in the dating world, would you entertain this idea? Because this idea was proposed by a woman in New York City who has like a matchmaking firm or an agency or whatever okay. it's called. She says that when you go out on a first date, you should not make it fancy. You should not get dressed up. You should not put on a ton of makeup. The guy should not put on fancy clothes. It should not be an impresso fest. Instead, your first date should be what you would wear hanging out with friends on a Saturday afternoon, because that's the real you. So no dressy up for a date. No overthinking how you look or how you dress. You intentionally try to dress down. Her reasoning is that the weird world for the past couple of years has, for people who are dating for qualifier. This is for people who are dating for marriage, mm-hmm. not okay. people who are sport dating. These are like, I got to find me a spouse. Her thinking is the weirdness of the world over the past couple of years has slowed down a lot of people's dating lives. So you might be feeling some pressure if you are dating for marriage right now, because you kind of lost a year of dating time. So cut through all the formalities of, oh, look at this, how fancy I am, this, oh, blah, blah, blah. Because it takes an average of like six dates for a person to see the real you. You just cut right to that. Could you do it? If you were single, could you do that?
I could, but I don't like it.
You could?
Yeah, but I don't like it for a couple of reasons. One, I feel like if you're going to do that, you should make the date fit around what you're going to wear. So like if you always wear like yoga pants, then you should go on a hike for your first date or whatever it might be. Number two, I feel like part of the fun of dating in those first couple of dates is getting dressed up and the excitement of looking your best and what are you going to wear? Like, it's so fun to put the effort into someone because you have the rest of your life. I mean, you'll be 5 years down into marriage and have a child and just be in 24/7 sweatpants, you know, so you might as well take advantage of the fancy times. Jeff hasn't worn anything but sweatpants before like 2 weeks ago in 2 years.
As a total aside, that's not totally true.
It's not.
Okay. That's not totally true.
It's not totally true, but it is true enough to where Jeff got dressed for Ellie's birthday last weekend. And I was like, oh my gosh, you look so hot. And he's like, Callie, I'm wearing jeans.
That was the only difference.
I was like, hot.
I have a sweater on. That's it. That's the only difference between me and whatever. So,
babe alert.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Today's episode was brought to you by Dinner Affair, the official meal kit for families. Visit dinneraffair.com/upside for your exclusive discount. Make sure you're subscribed to The Upside with Callie and Jeff wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode.
I haven't even told you this yet, Callie, or showed you, because we've been so busy getting Bouncing Forward launched, mm-hmm. that we probably won't have time to look at it together until this weekend, but I am bringing my Made to Podcast course back. I'm bringing it back in the next couple of weeks because I want people to be able to give it as a Christmas gift. Yeah. Like if they want to be, if you have somebody in your life who wants to podcast, you can give them this course as a gift and they can take it after the first of the year. So the course is coming back and I hired someone to take this stuff because I didn't do the back end of things for round one was more disorganized than I was comfortable with. So what?
Jeff needs spreadsheets.
Yeah. And I just wasn't. So I want it to be cleaner for round two. And also I wanted to incorporate some of the feedback from round one into the sales website for round two. Anyways, I'm giving too much information. My point is this. I got the first draft of my made to podcast, like sign up here to take a podcasting course website back. I don't even recognize myself. The woman who wrote it did such a great job. I'm like, I want to take that guy's course. And then I get down to the bottom. I'm like, that's me.
You're like, oh my gosh, it's me.
And it's all true. Like, I know this is kind of, it's not really uncomfortable for me to say because I didn't write it. She did all the research on her own. Like she talked to people who took the last round of courses. Mm-hmm. She looked at our successes with our own podcasts and all that stuff. And then she put this thing together. And when I look at it, I'm like, I am pretty cool. So
you're very cool.
I'm so excited to see it. And I came in yesterday. So it was like another like little birthday bonus, like bouncing forward, birthday bonus. We got can't say who it is yet because we're superstitious, but we did sign another client yesterday. It's going to be a really big one.
You're going to love it. You're going to freak out.
And I got this course in. What a great birthday week it's been. And Callie thinks I'm the greatest and I look hot when I put pants on. What a week.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jen. Happy birthday to you. You're just as important as Ellie, Jeff. We love you. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful happy birthday with your girls. Bye.
There are two people that are incredibly hard to shop for every single holiday season. The person who has everything and the person who doesn't like stuff. And I'm saying stuff with air quotes because that's what my dad says. I don't need more stuff, he likes to say. Storyworth is the best gift option for the hardest person to buy for. Every week, Storyworth emails your recipient a thought-provoking question of your choice from their vast pool of possible options. Each unique prompt asks questions maybe you never thought to ask, like, what's the bravest thing you've ever done in your life? Or if you could see into the future, what would you want to find out? After 1 year, Storyworth will compile all your loved ones' stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. This is a gift that I gave to my dad a few years ago, and it's something I wanted to do not only for me, but for our kids. These are really intimate stories that they'll get to read about and keep in our family forever, and they're straight from my dad's mouth. Reading the weekly stories helps you connect with loved ones, no matter how near or far apart you are. With Storyworth, I'm giving those I love a most thoughtful, personal gift from the heart and preserving their memories and stories for years to come. Go to storyworth.com/upside and save $10 on your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/upside to save $10 on your first purchase.
Okay, so let me do you and Sadie a huge favor. Go on Amazon and get the doggy donut. Instead of her having to deal with that cone, it is a game changer. And I know she only has to have it for like another week, but you can get it Amazon next day delivery. And it is so worth it. It's like $14. It makes it to where they can't get everything that they're not supposed to get, and they can still see and act like a normal dog. It is great. Okay, bye.
When my boys were younger, we kept a couple of dark washcloths around. So like a black one and a red one. And they work wonderful for when little ones have busted lips, scraped knees. You put that really dark washcloth on, they don't see the blood. Kind of holds down the panic of the moment. Just a little toddler tip for the next time Ellie has a little bleeding boo-boo. Love you guys.
Hey, Jeff. It's Liz and Marietta. Happy birthday. Hope you have a great one.
Hey, Jeff. I wanted to give some advice for the running. I've never been a runner. I know you actually have been a runner. I was never a runner, but I always wanted to be a runner. And a friend of mine recommended this program called 30-Day Breakaway. And I've tried Couch to 5K a million times, never been able to be successful at it. And so I tried this one, 30-Day Breakaway, and it combines runs with strength training. But the way that the runs are organized, I just found it way more successful for me. And at the end, I did the 30 days. It actually took me 60 days, but I still did it. And at the end, I was able to run a 5K, and I've never, ever been anywhere close to that before. So I just wanted to throw that out there for anyone that's trying to be a runner. It's called 30-Day Breakaways from Beachbody. All right. Bye. Good luck.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. This is Nikki. I was just calling about the NFTs that y'all were talking about. I'm not still 100% sure what they are either, but there was another podcast called Stuff They Don't Want You to Know that did an entire episode on it, and they did explain it really well. But sometimes I just don't retain information, so I don't really remember what all they talked about. But I do remember it was a good show. They went in great depth with it about what it is and everything. So if y'all want to learn more about it, that's probably a good starting point. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Gratitude shows the universe that you are thankful for what you have been given, even these bad moments in our life, where we are sitting in the closet on the floor and we're thinking, why me? You will get through that. You have to remember, it's not always going to be that tough. You're just in a tough moment. And when things get a little bit more easier, you'll be able to navigate through it a little bit better.